folks have probably heard the news already. Stanwood wants to bring a four-year college to the area, University of Stanwoodopolis. Higher degrees in Lefse Rolling, Lutefisk Engineering, and Storage Unit Management. Now I know what you're thinking. The town will be overrun by eggheads, professors taking over the bar stools at the Stanwood Hotel, ruining our rural backwash hick ambiance, expecting political discussions, not fishing stories, wanting napkins with their handcrafted malt beverages and hors d'oeuvre plates, not peanuts. The Stan Isle bookstore will sell 5-pound tomes with $5 words nobody but the PhDs will understand, for $50. With titles like The Socioeconomic Dialectic of Third Generation Scandahoovian and the Stillaguamish River Drainage. The whole town will go to hell in a hurry. Just when the fast food franchises were giving us a glimmer of hope of joining mainstream society. All those student shops will take over now. More art galleries, boutique soap stores, boutique clothing stores, boutique furniture stores, head shops, movie houses, art movie houses, fancy pants restaurants, Ethiopian epicure, Persian pizza, la-di-da linguine. Gonna look like Berkeley in the 60s. Long hair, free love, dope-smoking, anti-war, bohemian, anti-establishment types. Weird clothes, weird music, weird period. Weird as a way of life. Which, if you stop and think about it, is a perfect description of the South End. Which, if you've been following our logic here, is exactly why the new campus should be located down by us. The University of the South End, Tyee Branch. Save them from hiring new professors. The woods are thick with them. The band alone could be a quarter of the art faculty. Think about it. It's the obvious location. And it'll preserve the Stanwoodopolis we all love.